Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, I hope you're having a great day. If you enjoy these devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. It really does help the algorithm. Today's devotion, we're going to look at Israel in Ezekiel 14, 1 through 5, and learn from their example of what a prophet said to them. So let's dive in. It says, Ezekiel 14, 1 through 5, "Now some of the elders of Israel came to me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Son of man, these men have set up idols in their hearts.'" As you go into the public square today, we want to make sure as Christ followers that we don't have any idols in our hearts. Idols are things that we worship above God. Idols can be things that we try to break relationship with others because they're not worshiping our idols. Anything other than God, that, you know, the greatest commandments that we have is love God, love others. We also have the Ten Commandments that there should be no other gods before you. And so these idols of the heart, they set up idols in their heart and put before them that which causes them to stumble into inequity. So an idol for like some in the conservative movement can simply be politics. It can be an idol where if people don't think exactly the same way that you think or I think, then we say, you have to worship this or you can't be in relationship with me. And we want to pull those things down. And this happens on both the right and the left. It really doesn't matter. We have a uniformity problem right now in the public square where people are demanding everyone see things exactly the same. Now, do I have my preferences? Of course, I love small government. I love the right to own a firearm. I love free markets. I love balanced scales. I love equal justice under the law. And many of those things are in the Bible. However, I don't have permission when I don't get my way and or a biblical way to sin against others to accomplish that task. That would be an idol of the heart. And so that says, should I let myself be inquired of all by them? Therefore, speak to them and say to them, thus says the Lord God, everyone of the house of Israel who sets up idols in his heart and puts before him what causes him to stumble into inequity and then comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him who comes according to the multitude of his idols. So idolatry and the idea of these false things that we worship, if we have them, we can learn from Israel. God says to Israel, listen, you come before me, to the prophet, you come before me, I'm going to answer you according to your idols. In other words, I'm going to filter all the things that you do according to the ways that you broke relationship with me. And we don't want that as Christ followers. We want him to look through his son, Jesus Christ, and apply the blood of Christ to our hearts and to our minds and have him filter and look through those areas of our life through his grace, through his mercy, through his compassion, through his holiness, through his righteousness, and not through our idolatry. So as you get ready to go in the public square today, think about the idols that you may have in your heart. Let's finish the last verse. That I may seize the house of Israel by their heart, because they are all estranged from me by their idols. Our idolatry will always separate us from God. Now, we can't become so prideful to say, well, Israel had that problem, but we don't have that problem. Our hearts are natural idol-forming manufacturing companies. And it's very, very easy to find ways in our society, in our culture, in the public square to set up idols very quickly. So let's be humble people. Let's be people of repentance. Let's turn to the living God, acknowledge him as holy and righteous, and allow him to change our heart from the inside out. Like we like to say around here, if you don't have a changed heart, you're never going to have changed policy. And so think about the idols of your heart today. All right. If you like this devotion, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, and comment. It really does help those algorithms. And we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.